The importance of showing up. That's today's important topic with Dr. Julie Galthorpe, showing up. I like this. Sometimes it feels like just getting a commitment from someone to do something feels almost impossible nowadays. Is that fair?
It is fair. Showing up, it's so important because of what it means to relationships. You know, let's be direct. It's not that hard, but it seems that it's become so difficult for people to commit and follow through. So this overall, when people have a hard time showing up, we've got these cultural implications of, you know, setting these boundaries in very hard ways. But it's also because it relies on emotional intelligence. And those things would be like empathy and generosity. Right. So you have to be able to show up for someone, not just because you want to, but because it's what someone else needs. And so although it's not all about you, it pays off for you. And that's why we're talking about it this morning. So if you struggle with doing things for others when you don't want to, this is going to be harder for you. But research was conducted by Dartmouth College and several other institutions behind it found that Gen Z, so those are the people born between 1997 and 2012, are struggling to make friends and keep them. They didn't learn to socialize the same way as other generations, and many of them entering the workforce are accustomed to being online. Even if you think about even post-secondary, like some kids, like they went away to go to post-secondary, and then they found out, oh my gosh, I'm like signed up here, living here in a different city, and all my classes except for maybe one are online. Mm. So they didn't get that same practice of what it means to just, that's showing up for class, but it's also just showing up for other people. What's happened is it leads to loneliness. And for many reasons, they haven't practiced being there for people. So everything takes practice, including showing up.
All right. So that makes a lot of sense. And this, like, it reminds me about, I'm thinking about my teens and my 20s, and it was where, you know, being with people, and I had to learn, I cared deeply about them, even if it was just for a short period of time. So that's because you're there for them and they're there for you. And there weren't any online support friends, and I had to seek out people, you know, to fill my time and basically to enjoy life. So not everyone has learned how to do this then.
Yeah, and it's not just Gen X. That was the study that came out, so it's why I referenced them. Mm-hmm. That group just didn't get time to practice. But, you know, any age, if you think about a friendship where someone will say they're going to do something, but then they flake out when you schedule, or someone says, well, you know, I'm really valuing my sleep, so I'm going to do that instead. People begin to question whether they're valued in that relationship. So sometimes, however, people don't show up just because they don't read it right. They don't realize the importance of it. They don't empathize with how the other person is feeling. So it, like I said, you have to have intelligence, intuition, empathy, generosity with your time. So people also have to look at whether they're looking after themselves with this. And, you know, many people say, well, I don't show up for people because most of the time I just don't have it in me. I'm looking after myself. It's interesting, though, people that do tend to show up for others usually are good at looking after themselves. They, you know, they value this. They see this as part of how they want to practice life, which is caring for people. They're not all people pleasers just because there's someone that shows up. Those who are showing up genuinely realize the benefit of relationships in life.